Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Security researcher Troy Hunt announced the Have I Been Owned breach database service is now open source, with code hosted on GitHub. Have I Been Owned will now also receive compromised passwords discovered during investigations from the FBI. Taiwan's Director General of Taipei's Cultural and Economic Office in New York warned a sudden rise in community transmission of COVID-19 in Taiwan may further exacerbate the ongoing chip shortage. The country previously had zero reported cases by community transmission for the last 8 months, now reports 700 since May 9th. Currently, only 1% of Taiwan's population is vaccinated. Twitch created a new category for pools, hot tubs, and beaches after Twitch pulled ads from increasingly popular hot tub streams at advertisers' request. Twitch said it isn't changing what is and isn't allowed on its platform. Sexually suggestive content is still banned, but context-appropriate clothing, like a bathing suit in a pool or hot tub, is permitted. Instagram launched Insight Analytics for Reels and Live Videos. For Reels, this will show plays, likes, comments, saves, shares, and number of accounts reached, while Live Videos will show comments, shares, reach, and peak concurrent users. The Accounts Insight page now also divides users interacting with content between followers and non-followers, as well as ranking content on reach and account type interaction. Google Photos, which will no longer offer free unlimited storage starting June 1st, launched a new tool to help users manage their space. It can pull up the largest files, find blurry images, and estimate how much time before reaching the new storage limit of 15 gigabytes. Google has also changed the name of high-quality photos to Storage Saver, while original quality tier photos remain the highest quality available. In closing arguments for the Epic versus Apple trial, Epic argued Apple is unfairly price gouging thanks to their monopoly status, as there are no competing app stores available. And Apple responded, opening up to other stores also opens up their consumers to malware and is an unacceptable proposition. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers expects to deliver a decision this summer. Reuters reported it had seen a letter sent Friday from India's Information Technology Ministry to social media companies, asking them to take down any content that refers to an Indian variant of the coronavirus. Coronavirus variant B.1.617 was first identified in India last year, but the ministry says the WHO has not associated the term Indian variant with the B.1.617 variant of the coronavirus in any of its reports. The USB Implementers Forum announced as part of the version 2.1 update to its USB Type-C specification, USB-C cables will be able to send up to 240 watts of power, up from the current USB-C power delivery spec of 100 watts. This will be called extended power range and require new USB-C chargers and cables. WhatsApp sued the Indian government over its new IT laws, originally passed in February and effective on May 26. The law requires messages to be put in a traceable database to identify unlawful content. WhatsApp said the laws are unconstitutional and a violation of citizens' rights to the preservation of privacy, comparing the traceability requirement of the law to mass surveillance. The Financial Times' sources say the European Commission plans to launch an antitrust investigation into Facebook over its power in classified advertising. The investigation will look at whether Facebook is undercutting rivals by offering Facebook Marketplace for free to its users. Bloomberg sources say Nintendo will begin assembly of a new updated Switch console as early as July, with the release scheduled for September or October. The new console will be sold concurrently with the Switch Lite, likely carrying a higher price than the existing $299 Switch. HBO Max will launch in 39 territories in Latin America and the Caribbean on June 29th, starting at $3 a month, with rates varying across the region. In Latin America, HBO Max will carry live sports, including every match of the UEFA Champions League, with Warner Brothers movies available on the service 35 days after their theatrical release. NVIDIA announced it earned $3.03 per share in Q1 on revenue of $5.66 billion, up 84% on the year, beating analyst estimates on revenue but missing on earnings. Gaming revenue grew 106% to $2.76 billion, data center revenue increased 79% to $2.05 billion, and OEM and other revenue, including its cryptocurrency mining processors, increased 137% on the year to $155 million. Privacy and digital rights organizations PI, NYOB, Hermes Center for Transparency and Digital Human Rights, and Homo Digitalis filed legal complaints in France, Austria, Greece, Italy, and the UK against facial recognition company Clearview AI. The complaints say Clearview AI documents and collects data, much of it facial images from public websites, in a way that violates European privacy laws. Regulators have 3 months to respond. Two industry trade groups, NetChoice and the CCIA, which collectively represent Amazon, Google, Intel, Samsung, Facebook, and other tech companies, sued Florida over the recently passed SB 7072, saying the law violates their constitutional rights and asking for an injunction to prevent it taking effect. The law makes banning Florida political candidates or journalistic enterprises illegal, lets users sue over being banned, and requires a user opt-out option for sorting algorithms. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.